Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Austin Berg and Ed Bachrach have a piece about concessions in Chicago. It starts this way. From festival stages to NASCAR races, selling Chicago's public property for private use has become so pervasive that citizens and public officials have become numb to it. They forget the public interest and accept it as a way of life, but other cities do it differently. Austin's with the Illinois Policy Institute. He's a regular on our Mincing Rascals podcast. Hi, Austin. And by the way, Austin, congratulations. I saw a picture of you and your new bride over the weekend, courtesy of our friend Eric Zorn. You both look lovely.
Thank you so much. I was waiting for that compliment. That's why I came on today.
Well, I'm thinking more about your wife than you. by the way, so did you honeymoon?
No, it's back to the grind. My wife is a public school teacher, so tough to take a lot of time off during the year. But she did have Rosh Hashanah off on that Monday, so thank God. Thank God literally for Rosh Hashanah.
And by that we mean thank God. Okay, fair enough. Interesting piece in the Sun-Times with Ed. You talk about concessions. I think I know what that means, but put it in civic sense. What is a concession?
Yeah, it's one of those words that kind of isn't widely used in the Chicago political vocabulary. But a concession is basically when you're selling or leasing a piece of public land for the private interest. So every time you do that, that's a concession. So Navy Pier is a big concession. McCormick Place is a big concession. The city selling the downtown streets for NASCAR races, that's a concession.
How about Lollapalooza?
Lollapalooza, absolutely. That is a concession. And the most famous concession of all, probably being an infamous one, the parking meter concession for 75 years.
Is the Skyway one also?
Yeah, absolutely. It's basically any time that there is sort of a publicly funded or piece of land or infrastructure in the public interest that is sold for, its use is sold for some price for some period of time to a private interest, that's a concession. All of the income at the airports, for example, those are concessions too.
Yeah, I saw that in the piece. I was going to ask you if concessions are in and of themselves a bad thing, but just talk about the airport. So every Pizza Hut, every Harry Carey's restaurant that I see at Midway or O'Hare, they had to pay for the privilege to be there, right? That's the concession we make.
And the airlines, too, right? So they're paying for access to the facilities.
Okay, but that, well, you know, the city doesn't run a Burger King, so somebody's got to run it. So charge somebody for the privilege of operating their business there. That sounds like a good idea to me.
Totally. And we're not saying by any means there should never be any concessions. But what you see, especially with the airports, and Better Government Association and others have done a lot of good work on this, is there's just an extraordinary lack of transparency when it comes to, and lack of good deal making when it comes to these concessions. So there have been these high powered lobbyists who've been paid millions of dollars, basically trading on their clout with the mayor's office to get their clients these contracts. Now, those contracts should serve the public interest, because the public are the people who spent a ton of money making these things. And it applies to the airports. It applies to the parks.
Yeah.
It applies to our streets. So you have to have better processes in place for granting these so that, you know, taxpayers generations from now aren't stuck with these really bad deals.
So if Riot Fest or Lollapalooza wants to do a contract with the city, should there be a referendum on that or something like that? I mean, how do you decide?
There doesn't need to be a referendum, but what we see other cities do, and what's really funny is you talk to other places, people, and we talked for this piece with a few contacts in Los Angeles city government. And we're like, so what happens if, say, you know, the mayor wanted to sell off streets for a big race? Like, how would that work? And they're like, what are you talking about? That's not a normal thing that happens. Like, we don't really even have a process for that specifically. But here's how our concession process works. In New York City, they have this independent concession review committee.
Yeah.
That committee has the final say on every single concession in the city. You can't change the rules unless you change the city charter, the city constitution, which is very hard to do. Chicago doesn't have that, so our rules change all the time about how concessions are granted.
Right.
It just goes with sort of the political winds. But yeah, other places do this differently, and you don't see these sort of really cartoonishly bad deals happen as much in these other places.
Cartoonishly bad. So when the mayor says, okay, we're going to do a casino or we're going to do NASCAR, and then she presents it fait accompli essentially to the city council, and even though there's a lot of dissension in those ranks, it seems to always get through. Those are good examples of a bad process, right?
Yeah, and you do this on your show all the time. Like, we always have these questions after the fact of like, well, was this really the best deal out of everything that was presented? Were there other things on the table? How was this decision made? And every time we ask those questions, they're too late. And what a process in a city charter is able to do is build those critical questions into the process of granting concessions. And that's what's really important, so that everybody can review what the proposals are. The folks in charge of making those decisions can make their case to the public and say why it's being done. What we have now is totally after the fact, post hoc reasoning for why this is really, really in the best interest of Chicagoans. Trust us. It was a really good idea that we locked in Lollapalooza for a decade for this price. We have nothing to judge that against.
Yeah. And I don't know, and maybe that was the best deal we could get. What bothers me a little bit, besides the money, is just the fact that it is a public space. And forget the taxpayer interest in it. I'm talking about the physical use of that, driving around Buckingham Fountain next summer or using Grant Park or not that anybody was using the area where the casino is going to go, but those are places that we all ought to be able to enjoy unfettered. And if you're going to fetter it, then I should at least be consulted in a legitimate way, either via my city council person or something besides one person, a mayor, running all of this stuff.
Totally. And what we see in these deliberations is sort of it's one private special interest against another behind closed doors with politicians, where really the biggest hurdle you should have to clear as a public official is, why are we giving away public land in the first place? That needs to have a much louder and more powerful seat.
Well, we're not
at the
giving
table.
It away. I mean, we're giving the use of it, right?
Yeah, we're taking the use from the citizens of Chicago and giving it to somebody else to make money on.
Okay, give me your top three. Give me your top three. And this would be your bottom three, essentially. Three worst uses of public space. Go.
McCormick Place.
Really?
Parking meter deal.
Yeah.
And that's a tough one. You'll have to give me some time on the third.
I'm sorry.
We'll talk about it on the podcast later.
Okay. That'll be part of our podcast on Wednesday. We will talk about this more then, but a nice primer on it is in the Sun-Times today with you and Ed, and it's nicely done. Thanks for making us think about these things, Austin.
Thanks, John.
Thanks a lot.